took as a starting point the individual, and we thought what we're trying to do is overlay lots of different people's perspectives of digital culture, and we can just go lay up into the future. And we were thinking about what could the acting creators graph, and first off, we thought, okay, what's the vertical acting going to be? And the vertical acting, we decided then, needed to be accessibility. So we want to speak to people about how accessible they're trying to be.
Also, if something was high up, what we decided was it was kind of out of reach. And I think we built this pretty high tech toggle. But if something's dead easy, then you can adjust that and put it near the ground, and then it's easy to use. So, high up, out of reach, low down.
Okay. So, we just set two values that all happen. We need to decide. What piece of technology is this balloon going to represent? So which balloon would represent?
I don't know about Twitter today.
Yeah, that's it. So
stick on easy platforms. I think Twitter is actually quite easy, but it is something available.
So yeah, these are sort of things to use. Then the next axis is regarding how important people were to make it as a technical but felt it is in their lives. So we've got to tag it in.
If you can't say that was like a coding center, so
yeah. Yeah, it's quite a that one. And the more important this element is, which would be the closer you got to the center.
So important. So I mean, I think we've got an idea for the day now. I wouldn't have thought. So I'm going to put it quite in the centre.
And basically over time, we were dropping situations because we noticed that customers, we just spoke to people, what were the different kinds of interactions, and there were these cumulative effects where we built a cumulative model, just iterations over time, we built more and more complicated installations.
Yeah, so what we're going to show you now is just a little bit of a representation of the whole consultation in 5 seconds, what it looks like. Lots of stuff. So there's this cacophony of technologies and platforms, software, hardware, digital things, mobile phones, etc., etc., etc. Just a whole too much, you know, all from individual conclusions. Now, if we break it down, we did 5 of these sessions. So if we look at one session, which was number
4, which was in the shipping technologies.
So this lets it be a bit simpler. And so, from each of the sessions, obviously, we've got different contributions, different small contributions. This one was quite interesting. We got smack bang in the middle from an elderly lady, health science. And it was essential to her life because it allowed her, it's really difficult for me, but it's still important. What we found generally in the very middle were low down, were lots and lots of Facebook, dead easy to use, dead important. People using every day. The other extreme, on the far outside of the balloon scope, what we tended to find were things that people had sort of heard of, or things that people were specialists in. So we had like a guy who was World of Warcraft all the time. Someone was on about 3D character design, and they said, actually, it's not dead important to my life, but I do use it, and it's quite difficult to use. Hacking is out there, Twitter was out there, this was a few months ago.
I think that was similar to hacking to sound cameras.
That's from the